Hachette Audio presents A Gentleman and a Thief, The Daring Jewel Heists of a Jazz Age Rogue. Written by Dean Job. Read by Mike Chamberlain. Please see bonus PDF.
For what it's worth, I never stole from anybody who would go hungry. Cary Grant as John Robey in To Catch a Thief, 1955. I only robbed the rich. If a woman can carry around a necklace worth $750,000, she knows where her next meal is coming from. Arthur Berry, 1932. A Note to Readers. While many of Arthur Berry's crimes are so audacious that they read like fiction, they are fact. Every statement within quotation marks in the pages that follow is drawn from newspaper reports, interviews Berry granted over the years, court files, prison records, histories and memoirs of the Jazz Age, and documents found in archives as far afield as Wyoming and Southampton, England. No quotations have been altered. No details have been added or embellished. All scenes and events unfolded as described. Where there were differing accounts of conversations or what happened, I relied on what was said at the time rather than what Barry and others remembered or asserted long afterward. An essential element of true crime, after all, is truth. Prologue. Prince Charming. Long Island and Manhattan, 1924. A man in a tuxedo and winged collar navigated a room filled with black-clad men and elegant women in Parisian gowns sparkling with jewels. He docked alongside a group of guests who had formed a cordon around a punch bowl. Someone offered him a drink, and as names were exchanged, the newcomer identified himself as Gibson, Dr. Gibson. He had thick black hair, blue eyes, and the chiseled good looks of the matinee idols seen but not yet heard in the movie houses. Some guests may have done a double take as he passed. He was a dead ringer for the British actor Ronald Colman, who had been catapulted to Hollywood stardom the previous year in The White Sister, starring opposite silent era legend.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?